Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. First day of spring, 2023, March 21st, 2023. 13 minutes past the hour. 29 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in Marion. Now, the category that we're into this morning, places in Marion, Ohio, downtown, past and present. Places in Marion, Ohio, downtown, past and present. Now, so far, we've got the Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Cafe George, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byrie's, Frank Brothers, Murphy's, J.C. Penney's, Cigar Store, Euler Phillips, Kresge's, May's, and Turoff's. Go ahead, caller.
The Ohio Theater.
Now, let me see if that is on the list here. No Ohio Theater on the list.
What about Portofino?
No Portofino's. Okay. No Ohio Theater and no Portofino's on the list here today. Things past and present in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Do you have that? It's called Wilhelm's Paint. It's out on Bell Fountain now.
No Wilhelm's on the list.
Okay.
No Wilhelm's on the list here today. Things past and present in downtown Marion. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Keg and Vine.
The Keg and Vine is on the list. Got it. The Keg and Vine is on the list here this morning. Things past and present in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Crown Tower.
No Crown Tower. The old coffee place. No Crown Tower on the list here today. Downtown Marion, past and present. Go ahead, caller.
Did you see that new pizza place? I think it's called Amato's or something pizza.
No Amato's on the list.
Okay.
No Amato's on the list. All right. Things past and present in downtown Marion. Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say that Carol's Jewelry.
No Carol's Jewelers on the list. No Carol's Jewelers on the list here today. Things past and present in downtown Marion. We got the Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Cafe George, Kagan Vine. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Have you had Faye Bank?
No. Faye Bank is on the list. You got it.
That's my bank. Okay.
They are down there. Yes, Faye Bank is on the list. That's one that we did not have. So now we've got Turoff's, May's, Kresge's, Faye Bank, Euler's, Cigar Store, Penny's, Murphy's. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about that little store for kids, Guys and Dolls?
No Guys and Dolls. No Guys and Dolls on the list here today. All right. Still quite a few left here. things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
National City Bank.
No National City Bank on the list. No National City Bank on the list. A lot of things there could be in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Are you taking that beauty academy down there that teaches the hair? I think it's State Beauty Academy. It's a business?
Yeah. No. I would put it on the list, but it's not on the list.
Okay.
No State Beauty Academy on the list here today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. All right, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Marion County Bank?
No Marion County Bank on the list. No Marion County Bank on the list here today. What else is on this list? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say that little Whiting's bar that's behind that little bank thing there.
No Whiting's bar on the list. No Whiting's bar on the list here today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. 19 minutes past the hour here. Harding Hotel, Palace, Isley's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byries. Let's take a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
This went right. Everyone's getting ready to say it. I'll have to call back.
Just call back. Well, we just got up to 32 degrees here and sunny skies on the first day of spring 2023. Not too bad. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Home Federal Savings and Loan.
Nope, not on the list. Not on the list. 740-751-4038. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say motor vehicles.
The BMV? Yep, not on the list. No BMV or DMV on the list. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I haven't heard Nathan's Barbershop yet. That should be there.
No Nathan's Barbershop.
Well, that's a pretty good answer. The music store, musician one stop, is that downtown or a little south of
downtown? No, that's downtown, but not on the list.
Well, those are two pretty good answers, Scott.
There's a lot of things that were and are downtown.
And, the bar someplace else or somewhere else, whatever it's called, that's across the street from the music store, sort of. So that's probably not there.
No, that's not there.
Okay, well, we'll try somewhere else.
Keep trying. Thank you. A lot of places. See, that's the great thing about this particular list. Between what was downtown and what is downtown, it's a wide variety of places, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
How about that little Davis Realty that used to be there? Are you going Church Street? It's like right there on... Right downtown?
Well, most of these were... there are some on Church Street. Some. But not that real...
Not the Realty.
Not the Realty Company. Things that are or were downtown. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Brooks.
No Brooks Brothers on the list.
Okay.
No Brooks. I turned them into a whole different company there, didn't I? Brooks Brothers. Not on the list today. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that Rocky's Factory Place.
That's a good guess. No Rockies on the list.
Oh, my.
No Rockies on the list here today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Harden's Music Store.
No Harden's Music Store. No Harden's Music Store on the list here today. Still quite a few places left on the list. That's why I like this one. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, on South Main, there was General Telephone, and across the street was that Lincoln Mercury.
Nope, neither one on the list. Neither one of those businesses make the list here today. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that I think it's Shamrock Insurance is kind of, I don't know if it's Church or Main Street. It's like on the corner.
No Shamrock Insurance on the list. No Shamrock Insurance on the list here today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Ohio Health Medical Building, where the station used to be? There's a medical office in that building.
Yes, the Ohio Health Building is on the list.
Nathan's Barbershop is a better answer, but okay, I'll take it, but I'm kind of a lame answer.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody in Nathan's Barbershop. I'm sure they go in there, but it's just not a place I've ever been in.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard of it, right? They just relocated.
I must have missed
Okay, well, let's hear it for the former location of the station, because remember, I gave the station like in the mall once, and it wasn't there, and now it is there. But, okay.
Well, this isn't the state. This is Ohio Health. I figure that's a big landmark down there.
The only thing that counted in that building was the station when the station was there.
Well, why not? Sure.
Okay,
thanks.
See you later.
Ohio Health, the Ohio Health Building downtown, is on the list. Absolutely. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. And it's a wide category, as you can see. What things do we not have yet? Go ahead, caller.
There's a huge photography down there. I don't know if it's still in business, but I think the sign's there.
No use photography. No use photography on the list here today. All right. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. And the list could be wide. That's for sure. As we have shown so far. Go ahead, caller.
The courthouse and the city hall and stuff, that wouldn't be considered business as well.
No, I didn't put those on the list.
Okay, then how about that Winning's Heating that's down there on West Center?
No Winning's Heating. Nope, no courthouse, no city hall, and no Winning's Heating on the list. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Marion Star.
That was downtown. Not on the list, but a good guess. No Marion Star on the list here today. All right. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
That boy's funeral home isn't what you consider downtown. That's too far out.
That's a little far out. Yeah, not on the list.
So you're mostly just down the center of downtown.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a little ways. I mean, I probably would have included Boyd Funeral Home. I just didn't put it on the list. I'm not sure exactly what the parameters are of downtown. I'm not really sure if anybody really is sure. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
There used to be a Jack's Pawn Shop. I think it was around the old Fay Bank down there across Street.
Yep, no Jack's Pawn Shop, but a good guess. No Jack's Pawn Shop on the list, but it was there for quite a while, that's for sure. things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
The Palace Theater is in downtown.
You know, we got the Palace, but that's a good guess.
Aw. Hi, Scott Sears. It's Fruitcake Lily.
Oh, Fruitcake Lily. How are you listening this morning?
Good.
Good. How are you?
East of Chicago.
East of Chicago. No east of Chicago, but a good guess. Keep trying. Aww. Good to talk with our friend Fruitcake Lily there this morning. She's up listening. There must be a little party together this morning to listen to the program. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Boy, oh boy, there's still a few left here. Quite a few. We've got the Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byrie's, Frank Brothers, Ohio Health, Murphy's, JCPenney, Cigar Store, Euler's, Faye Bank, what else do we have at Kresge's, Mays, Turoff's. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. No R&D on the list here today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Topped
is on the list. Absolutely. Topped is on the list. The ice cream place in downtown Marion. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that I don't know if it's called Channel 39, that TV station. It's downtown, but...
Well, Channel 39 is not downtown, but there was a television station downtown.
Yeah, but at Ohio Health. I can't think of the name. Okay.
Okay, keep thinking. All right, places that are or were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
How about Kiefer's?
Kiefer's, absolutely on the list. Old Dick Kiefer, one of the last places to go out of business downtown. Old businesses.
Yep,
thank you.
Uh-huh.
Kiefer's Clothing, absolutely. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Goodwill.
No Goodwill on the list, but a good guess. No Goodwill on the list, but not a bad guess. Places that are or were in downtown Marion. So far we've got Mary, Judy, and Trish in this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Shovel City Drinkery.
No Shovel City Drinkery. No Shovel City Drinkery on the list. Places that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
There was a little shoe store down there, I think around the Lord's Jewelers. Do you have a shoe store?
You know, I don't think I do have a shoe store on the list.
Okay, then.
No shoe store on the list. We've got Turoff's. We've got Mays. Kresge's. Faye Bank. Euler's. Cigar Store. JCPenney. Murphy's. Topped. Ohio Health. Frank Brothers. Palace. Isley's. Harding Hotel, Kiefer's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, and Byrie's. There are still one, two, three, four, five, quite a few on the list. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The meat market.
The meat market. What's the name of the meat market?
Onager's.
Nope. No meat market on the list, but that's a good guess. No meat market on the list, but not a bad guess. Still 27 minutes left to go. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Tubby's?
No Tubby's on the list. No Tubby's on the list today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How can anybody forget old Whitey's Tavern?
Whitey's Tavern. Been there a long time. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
No Whitey's Tavern on the list. Certainly has been there a long time, though, hasn't it? Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. All right, we lost that caller. Still quite a few things left on the list here. What are they? Well, let's see if this person has got the answer. Go ahead, caller.
You won't believe this one.
Okay.
The Marion Star.
No Marion Star on the... We wouldn't know if they were or weren't there at this point, would we?
Well, that was... It's always been downtown, the Marion Star, so why didn't somebody ever say that? Okay.
No Marion Star on the list today. All right. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, still 13 places left to go. Tells you the rich history of downtown Marion. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know the name of it, but maybe somebody else does. Is that Bowling Alley on your list?
The Bowling Alley is on my list.
I can't think of the name. Okay.
Keep thinking. You know, we talked about the Bowling Alley and we talked about the television station, and they're both on the list, but nobody has come up with the names of them yet. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Maury's on Main.
No Maury's, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
No Maury's on Main, but certainly not a bad guess, to be sure. Places that are or were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. Still quite a few left here. All right. Who's going to get them? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a couple of things because I don't know these. The hotel that was down there by that State Beauty Academy, and they used to have a building. I know they're redoing it. It was called, I don't know if it used to be a movie theater called the Opry.
Oh, yes, yes. The Grand Opera House is on the list.
Did you? Oh, it is?
Yep.
And there was a hotel there around that. Used to be a piano company there or somewhere, and I think there was a hotel somebody said years ago, and I wouldn't know that name. I wouldn't.
I don't think I have any hotels on the list.
No hotel there?
No hotels.
And did you which one did I just say?
The Grand Opera House.
Yeah, but I said another one, and I the bowling alley.
We still don't have the bowling alley name, and we still don't have the television station name. But we do have the Grand Opera House, which was in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. Now, does anybody remember the theaters in downtown Marion? Quite a few of them. Go ahead, caller.
Buckeye Lanes,
absolutely. Buckeye Lanes, absolutely on the list here today. All right. Well, nobody's named the television station that was in downtown Marion. The theaters. Now, a lot of people have said the theaters, but really, outside of the Palace Theater, I think we've only had the Ohio Theater named. There were some other theaters downtown. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
One of the most very important and probably very old building, Marion Post Office.
The Post Office. You know, I didn't put it on the list, but you're exactly right.
Well, let's go right beside it. It's an old two. YMCA.
The YMCA is definitely on the list. Got the YMCA.
And how about car dealerships? There was a numerous car dealerships all scattered right downtown Marion, famous ones.
You know, I don't think I have any. I have a lot of theaters on the list, but no car dealerships.
Well, there's two other theaters there on your list. Carol said I'll have to ask her here a minute.
Okay.
The Marion Theater and the State Theater.
The State Theater's on the list, but not the Marion Theater.
Okay. How about M's Nightclub?
No nightclub on the list.
Did you ever hear of that, Scott?
I never heard of that.
That's the most wild women and most terrific fight bars you ever seen in Marion.
And what was the name of it?
How do I know? I never drank, but I went up there and got a few drunks out of there. They said, Ted, come and get me. They're beating the heck out of me.
What was the name of it?
Sam's Nightclub.
Where was it?
Well, you'll have to ask somebody the real. It was right up there. If you're up North Main from National City Bank, you're going up North Main. It was on the west side right there.
Oh, okay.
Nightclub. Knock down, drag out place, boy. That was noted forever and ever.
Hey, fine. Thanks. Well, we've got Ted and Carol in here this morning now. Knocked a few off there. The State Theater. The YMCA, of course, was on the list. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about the Elks Club?
No Elks on the list, but a good... Now, The Grand Opera House was right next door there. Now,
yes.
Do they still own that?
I don't know. I haven't been an elk for a long time.
I don't think anybody has at this point. The poor Elks. Hey, thanks for the guess.
All right, bye.
The poor Elks. No Elks Club on the list here today. 740-751-4038. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say cable or fulfillment company.
No cable or fulfillment. No cable or fulfillment on the list here at this point. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Coca-Cola place or Pop Wiley's?
Nope, neither one. Good guesses. Neither one, but good guesses on the list here today. Places that are or were in downtown Marion. See, we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Go ahead, caller.
The brickyard.
No brickyard, but a good guess. No brickyard. You know, there's one theater still on the list here. TV station still on the list. Some other things still on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know what it was called downtown, but it's the people that had Cervix out there. They had a store downtown. I remember going to it years and years ago. I guess they sold the TV parts or something.
Hmm. I don't think that's on the list, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was kind of by the overpass or something. I think there is it around Prospect Street, I'm thinking.
Huh.
It was like a, not at the front of downtown. It was more like a Whitey, like a back of it.
Right, yeah. Not on the list.
Yeah, he built that, had those cars. I can't even think of his name.
Charlie Sins? Charlie Sins?
Yeah, Sins. They had that place there, the Sins.
Yep, not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not on the list, but a good guess. We still got, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 things left on the list. There still is one theater we do not have. We still do not have the name of the television station. Those two things are still on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Have you got any of the car dealerships at all on your list?
No car dealers at all.
Well, when Carol and I got married in 62, I worked at Dan Buick right there, downtown Marion, right there beside west of the Harding Hotel. That was an old-timer. The only thing missing is you.
That's right. Exactly right. Hey, thanks. Danner Buick. All right. 8 places left. Go ahead, caller.
Is the shovel too far down?
No shovel on. I would have put it, but it's not on the list.
Well, I mean that restaurant.
Right. Yeah, no. Okay. No shovel lounge on the list here today. We do have one theater left. And the television station's left. And there are some places that are still down there. Some places that are no longer down there. Go ahead, caller.
Television station, did they actually broadcast on TV?
Yes.
Or is it like a cable TV, like CATV?
That was it, CATV.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. CATV was the television station that we were looking for. Used to be right there in the old, what was that, GE building, GTE building? Go ahead, caller.
You know that Danner Buick, Tom Danner, he's still around, disc jockey?
Oh, yeah.
That was Mr. and Mrs. Danner's son, so he's still out and playing music, but he never sold cars.
he went into a different vocation.
Yeah, he didn't want to. And there were several of the car dealerships around Marion. Their sons never took over the business. There was Bennett Chevrolet, Frank Bennett, and then there was Grumblot took that over, and Dave Grumblot, he graduated from Harding with Carol, and he never went into the car business either. So, yeah, it was pretty interesting back in those days, the follow-up with the parents,
Yeah, nobody jumped in.
Well, some of them did, but a lot of them from Marion Harding, that when I was there, the parents had that, just like Probst Sabai, Linda Probst, she graduated with us. And there was a lot of businesses down there that Coffey's had that furniture shop. Ken Coffey, he went to Harding. Hey, I'll get on here. I can just reminisce forever, but they're not on your list.
Hey, thanks. All right, we've still got a few on the list, though. We finally did get CATV. But there is one theater left on the list that we have not gotten. One theater. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, I think it was GTE Telephone down there by the health department. The building.
Yep, that's where CATV was. No GTE on the list, though.
Okay.
No GTE on the list. Does anybody remember the one theater that we have left off the list? Go ahead, caller. What's that?
How about Weller's. Oh. Grill behind the courthouse.
No Weller's on the list. No Weller's on the list here today. Let's see. We still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 left on the list here. Wait, maybe 8. 8. Go ahead, caller.
What about the library? It used to be down there on South Main.
No library on the list. No library on the list here today. I think there are still 8 on the list here. Nobody's got the final theater. Go ahead, caller.
How about Ohio Theater?
Not the Ohio Theater. Not the Ohio Theater. But there is one theater still left on the list. What could it be? All right. And then some other businesses that are no longer downtown. Some businesses that are still downtown. Go ahead, caller.
Do you have that axe throwing place on there?
No, nobody throwing any axes on the list.
Okay.
No axe throwing businesses on the list here today. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Let's don't forget the Fighting Irish, the Catholic Church.
The Catholic, I didn't put them on the list, but boy, they're a staple down there.
There's no churches on your list?
No churches.
Okay.
No churches on the list here today. No Marion Catholic Church on the list. Places that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
There used to be a lighting place down there. Down at the lower end. But I don't know what it was. You could go in there and buy lights.
No lighting.
Somebody else knows.
Nope. I don't think there are any lighting places on the list here today. Well, we still have a theater. We have a couple places that are no longer in downtown Marion. There's some places that are no longer in downtown Marion, but they're in other places in Marion. And some places that are still in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Do you have that little ice cream place, that new one?
Yep, we got topped. Somebody called that in.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we got topped. Somebody already called that one in. Hey, the temperature is rising today. We're up to 35 degrees and sunny skies already here. 50 minutes past the hour. Judy, Trish, Mary, Ted, and Carol all in the competition here today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the Marion Theater and State Theater?
We got the Marion Theater, the State Theater, the Ohio Theater, the Grand Opera House, and there's one left.
I can't even think of another theater. Okay.
You have one theater left, and I'm going to double check here just to make sure that this theater was here. Do our research, make sure I have correct information here. Let's see here. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what businesses are, were in downtown Marion? Let's see here. Well, there's a picture of the Marion Theater. That's not a bad looking place. All right. Does anybody know what businesses are, were in downtown Marion? There still are some here. Go ahead, caller.
The Greyhound Bus Station.
Not the Greyhound Bus Station, but a good guess.
Wellhound Paint Store.
What's that?
Wellhound Paint Store.
No Wilhelms.
The Brickyard?
Not the Brickyard. Keep trying. Keep on trying. We'll eventually get there. Well, you know, I am almost positive that I saw an advertisement for this theater, but I don't know. If I can't find it here, I might have to throw that theater out. Go ahead, caller. No Beauty Academy. No Beauty Academy on the list here today. But there's still a lot of businesses that are still down there, some that have traveled other places. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Tuffy's Muffler.
No Tuffy's Muffler. No Tuffy's Muffler on the list here today. Still one... Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight businesses on the list. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Oh, we lost that caller. I heard myself in the background there for a second. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. There's still some on the list that are still down there that we don't have. And some that have traveled on to other places. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say for the theater, I'm just going to say RKO.
Well,
theater or something.
It begins with an R.
Oh, it does.
It does.
What end of town? Because when I came here, there was only, I think, one theater that I knew of.
You know, I think this might have been, you know, I really don't know, but I saw this on a list, so I put it on there, and I'm trying to think, maybe it was a different name that the Grand Opera House had after it burned, but it does begin with an R.
Was an R, because I think a movie theater was in that building, too, because I forget what they're going to put in that building, but they're... I don't know if they're fixing it like the old opera house or what, but you say it starts with an R?
Starts with an R.
Just one name or more?
One name. The blank theater begins with an R.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm right on this one. There's a good possibility I could be wrong. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
How about the Ritz Theater?
Not the Ritz, but that's close. Not the Ritz, but it does begin with an R. The blank theater that begins with an R. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. If that was you, call back in 740-751-4038. And there are other businesses on this list as well. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, a travel center?
Nope, good guess.
I was surprised when that moved downtown. I couldn't find it downtown, alone people coming in town to try to find where to go out around in the state of Ohio.
I agree, thanks. All right. Well, we've got this theater. There are businesses that are still down there that are on this list. One, two, at least two businesses that are still down there. There are other businesses that have moved to other parts of town, and a few businesses that are no longer in business. And we've still got this theater that begins with an R. Does anybody know what that is? 740-751-4038. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Do you have that United Home? I think it's like a mortgage company.
Yep, no United Church Homes.
Oh, that's it.
No United Church Homes on the list here today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you remember
down there on South Main Street that building across from the library, that used to be a Marion Hospital?
I do remember that, yes.
Anybody ever mentioned that to you? That's still there. A lot of people never knew that was a hospital.
I know, you know, not on the list, but Noah, you're exactly right. I do remember that.
Oh, takes a long memory to remember that, you know.
You got to go back a ways for that one. You got to go down to Snow's Record Store when that's over. 740-751-4038. 58 minutes past the hour. Businesses that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Judy, Trish, Mary, Ted, and Carol in the competition here this morning, but a lot of phone calls. That's how we like it. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Is there a Marion brewery that makes their own beer?
There is, but not on the list. No Marion brewery on the list here today. Businesses that are or were in Marion, Ohio, downtown. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know what it's called, but do you have that new clinic where you can go in and buy those vegetables and stuff? They did the cigar store over. I don't know what it's called.
I do have that on the list, if somebody can come up with the name.
Well, good luck.
I do have that on the list. Does anybody know the name of that? And we're down to the final 30 seconds for today. Will anybody get it today before the show's over? Go ahead, caller.
How far west on Center Street? You go right down there at Leader Street. You go that far further in downtown?
Yeah, I would say.
Well, you remember that's the highest station. It's on the corner of Leader and West Center.
I do. Not on the list, but a good guess.
And there was some other filling stations in downtown Marion, kind of, you know, the Gulf Station out there on East Center, but...
Well, you're listening to WWVH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
We ran over.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right. Well, as I walked through the door, I could see. I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more people around, I did a quick look over of all of